The MDT Podcast.
So, welcome to this extra mini slice of the MDT. This is a conversation that I had with Samir Gray talking about the new government white paper. And it sits alongside the episode 10.3, where we talked with Muir, Jen and Phoebe about the concept of population health and population ageing. So Muir, in that episode, you talked a little bit about the government white paper being the third revolution in healthcare. Would you like to talk a little bit more about your thoughts behind that?
The first revolution was in 1948, when I was 4 years old. And that was called the National Health Service Act. And it created a wonderful bureaucracy called the NHS. And that did us very well over the years, replacing the chaos and the unfairness of the market system. But people began to get weary of bureaucracy. And as healthcare gets more complex, bureaucracies get more difficult to manage it. So in 1990, the second big transformation was introduced by Mrs. Thatcher, called the market. And hospitals were told not to speak to one another, not to speak to GPs, to compete. The market would solve the problems. Surprise, surprise, the market didn't. And in 2009, the Nobel Prize for Economics was awarded jointly to Oliver Williamson and Eleanor Ostrom. Oliver Williamson said that if bureaucracies were great, the world would be a big bureaucracy. If markets were great, there would only be a market. Neither bureaucracy nor markets can do things. Eleanor Ostrom studied commonwealth like meadows or fisheries or health services. And they're not best managed by privatizing them or sending in management consultants. It's by getting all the people who use those resources to develop a culture of stewardship. So what we've seen now is a dramatic change, helped by COVID, I think, in which we're moving beyond the market and beyond bureaucracy. You still need bureaucracy. You still need a market for things like creating new drugs. But you need collaborative workshops. And the white paper says, and I'm going to quote now from it, it's enshrining a word I've never used. It's fantastic. Enshrining a triple aim. Firstly, to support better health and well-being for everyone. Secondly, better quality of health services for all. And sustainable use of NHS resources. And it's to do this through systems and collaborative networks. And the systems have four purposes. One is improving population health and healthcare, and I'm quoting again. The second is tackling unequal outcomes and unequal access, that's inequity. The third is enhancing productivity and value for money. And the fourth is helping the NHS to support broader social and economic development, creating jobs in their local environment, for example, giving contracts to local companies, and using less carbon. So this is a radical, revolutionary change, and I welcome it greatly.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. I would encourage you all to go and read the white paper and to engage some thought about what that means for you and your profession and your career going forward.
And it's 76 pages, so we'll put up a fillet for you on the website.
But as ever, the show notes for this will be on the website, which is www.thehearingaidpodcast.org.uk. And all of the other episodes, including, importantly, the one that goes with this, that's episode 10.3, are there. The MDT will reconvene in 2 weeks' time.
The MDT Podcast.